They don't have any respect for you. Make them remember you as long as they live. The way you hit, and the way you knock them down downfield, and the way we hustle. Attack, attack, attack. Always attack.
Hour number two of Sports 180 kicks off now. I'm Heather Harrington along with Vince Ferrara. We're pleased to be joined by longtime, formerly of the Knoxville News Sentinel, writer covering UT football for many years, Mike Strange. Mike, it is so good to be able to talk to you today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, good afternoon to you and to Vince.
Hey, Mike, what was one of the first things that crossed your mind yesterday when you heard of Coach Majors' passing?
Well, this is funny you should mention that. The way I learned it, I still write one column a week for the Shopper News section of the News Sentinel, and I have to do it a week ahead of time. So yesterday, I was sitting at my desk, and I had been writing a column about Pat Dye, who died, Monday maybe.
Yes.
So here I am. I'm just putting the finishing touches on a column about Pat Dye and with a Tennessee angle relating it to, he was Coach Major's rival all through the 80s. And I'm just putting the ending on it, and I look down, and I get a text from somebody that John Majors had just died. And I thought, as they say in the newspaper business, get me rewrite, because this column is going to get rewritten. So I just found it ironic that I was working on a column about Pat Dye and in terms of his relationship to Johnny Majors. And then, by golly, 48 hours or what after Pat Dye's gone, John Majors is also gone.
Well, Mike, since you're not putting the column out there, and I know that was a really interesting angle because we just lost Pat Dye and how those two had that rivalry that maybe was under discussed.
Yeah.
What were some things that stood out about those two, the interaction and relationship that those two had?
Well, I rewrote the column. It'll run next week, but it's, obviously with a different tone now about Coach Majors. Mm-hmm. They were, they both, Coach Majors came back to Tennessee in 77, Pat Dye, got to Auburn in 81. And so all through the 80s, the September Auburn game was next to Alabama. That was the big game. This was before divisions, before Florida was an annual rivalry. So the Tennessee-Auburn game in late September was huge. And it gauged whether you were going to be a contender or not in the SEC that year. And so anyway, Coach Dye and Coach Majors both rebuilt their programs during that decade, and there were some great battles. Both won several SEC championships. And at the end of the decade, I think in 87 and again in 1990, there were two tie games, one in Knoxville and then the one in Auburn. And it was just I was reflecting on what an era that was, that it was different. It was Coach Dye and Coach Majors were both old school guys, but they adapted in Tennessee's case when, you look at Tony Robinson when he gets there and it's obvious what a talent he is. And so you're going to run a different offense, a more open offense when you've got Tony Robinson as your quarterback. And, Coach Dye, one final thing, Coach Dye and Coach Majors, they both went out in 1992 when the league was changing. That's the first year you've got Arkansas and South Carolina. You've got divisions. Florida becomes the big rivalry. And the Tennessee-Auburn rivalry, basically went away. They play, whatever, 7 years now or something like that. So they didn't come in exactly together. They went through that decade of rebuilding their programs. And by the end of the decade, in 1992, they're both gone.
We're talking to Mike Strange of the New Sentinel. And, Mike, what about that era of football do you think has changed the most? And kind of a two-part question, what part of the Johnny Majors era did you like the most?
Well, I got to Knoxville in 1983. I did not cover football. The 83 season, I did not cover football. So in the spring of 84, I went onto the football beat and covered Coach Majors from 84 up through the 92 season. And it was, in those days, practices were open the entire time. So I would be at football practice a whole lot of the time and watching a whole lot of Johnny Majors at practice. I was, just observing him. And he was so interesting, such an interesting man. And I've been listening to other tributes people have been saying yesterday and today, and it's all true. He just had an amazing memory. It seemed like, gosh, he just knew everything about football and hadn't forgotten, a single practice, what happened at practice in 1956. So he was a fascinating man, and I don't know if this is exactly the answer to your question, but that 1992 season, the way that transition happened, is the most dramatic, most compelling story that I think I ever covered and was in the middle of covering in my entire newspaper career.
Mike, what are you? You mentioned hearing everybody else's stories. We've had a ton of them here on the station. What are ones that maybe you've had the personal experience with Coach Majors? He had so many funny quotes and interesting, unique ways of going about things. Is there a story or two you'd like to share about your experience personally with
Coach? Well, I'll tell you one that's kind of not just about Tennessee. I think people in Tennessee understand that he would also be a hero in Pittsburgh, right, because mm-hmm. of what he did at Pittsburgh. So I think it was about 2010 or 2011. I know Bruce Pearl was still the basketball coach, and Tennessee was going to play an early December game against Pittsburgh, a basketball game in Pittsburgh. So I thought, I'm going to go up to that. So I'll go a day early and do a Johnny Majors from a Pittsburgh perspective story. So anyway, I called him and we talked on the phone about, he told me several times and said this in public, I have two homes. He felt so strongly about Tennessee, but he also felt very, very strongly about Pittsburgh too. So he told me some places to go and a couple of people to talk to. So anyway, I had a day in Pittsburgh on the campus around town, and it was just fascinating, learning about, Coach Majors in the context of Pittsburgh and what a hero he is there. And he told me one place to go. I believe it was the Pittsburgh Downtown Athletic Club or something. And he said, go find Art, a guy named Art, I think his name was. So I go in this club, and sure enough, there's an old guy there, a white-haired guy named Art. And I told him, I'm from Knoxville, Johnny Majors sent me, and he just immediately launched into this, boy, what a ripoff that was in the Heisman Trophy race. That was a robbery. And I'm so used to hearing that from Tennessee fans, so in my mind I'm thinking, Peyton Manning, he's talking about Peyton Manning, but then it's like, Hornig should have never won that thing. Johnny Majors should have been the Heisman Trophy winner that year. So the boys in Pittsburgh were still had Johnny's back on the 1956 Heisman Trophy.
I love people that carry a chip on their shoulder or hold a grudge, Mike Strange, because I feel like Tennessee, a two-time loser, big time in those Heisman Trophy scandals. We'll just call them scandals. Hey, Mike, before we let you go, we appreciate you so much joining us today. I can't help but feel really sentimental about just another piece of the past, another legend passing on. And you think, when you think of John Majors passing, it also conjures up Haywood Harris having left us while back, and then John Ward.
Right.
I really do feel sentimental about those pieces of history just not being here anymore. Can you relate to that?
Oh, absolutely. And especially with Coach Majors, because he was the history of Tennessee football. He knew he could chapter and verse talk about any game that was ever played. And in closing, I want to say this. If we all live a life as full as Johnny Majors did, we'd be doing well. I know he had some bad things happen in his life. He had his brother getting killed in the car train wreck. And what happened to him the way it did at Tennessee was, no matter what side of things you're on, that was such a hard thing for him. But that said, he was so interested in so many things, music, travel, history. And if we could all get out of life what he got, we'd be doing well.
I think that's very well said, Mike. Thank you so much for joining us and helping us reflect on Coach Majors. And I know that you really enjoyed covering him when he was here, and it was really good to hear from you.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay, thank you all.
That's Mike Strange of the New Sentinel, longtime football and basketball beat writer and now still contributor to the Shopper page. So make sure you check that out, as he's going to have a column coming out about Johnny Majors next week. So we appreciate him taking the time to join us.